This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. The next couplet I would like to share with you based on our study of 1 Peter 1, 3-4 is this. Jesus is authoritative in his word and authentic in his walk. He walked the talk. He lived what he lectured. But the order in this couplet is important. There are a lot of people who walk their talk, but the problem is their talk is not consistent with what God has said. Jesus and his heavenly Father are one. He knows the heart of God. He knows what pleases him. Everything he taught was an expression of what his heavenly Father wanted us to know. That is the main reason why it had the ring of authority. At the close of the Sermon on the Mount, it says, when Jesus had finished saying these things, the crowd was amazed at his teaching because he taught as one who had authority. Matthew 7:28 and 29. His words also had authority because he had received authority from his heavenly Father. When Jesus forgave sins, it was because he had the authority to do so, Matthew 9:6. After his resurrection, he met with his disciples and said, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me." He called people to live holy, backing his words by being holy in all he did. He commanded the disciples to love one another and backed it up by being able to say, "As I have loved you." When he tells us to obey the Father's commands, we have confidence he's telling the truth when he said, "I do exactly what my Father has commanded me." What confidence it gives us to know he has done whatever he asks us to do and has done it perfectly. Follow his example as best you can and trust him to watch over you day by day.